It's only mutter to use pasim royis only if you have a bear or rabbin, or well water that belongs to rabbin. The Yomar Rabbi Yosef, Yosef also said, Omar Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel, loy hutru pasim royis elo leber mayim chayim bovad. They're only mutter you to use these pasim royis, these mechitzis made out of just four diyumdim, these L shapes, amma by amma on four sides. The Rabbanu will only make for you to use it if the water is a bare mayim chayim, means live, running, or well water. A bovad. So the Gemara tzrich, and we need both memories of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. The kasha is, why do you have to have two memories? You're saying the same thing. Once you say aloch Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that his din is, it's only mutter by a bare harabim, so may I know you need a bare mayim chayim. What does he have to paskin? You don't have to need a bare mayim chayim. So the Gemara no tzricha, I need both memories. Di ashminin, if I would just hear, halachik Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that the loch is like you're like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, have a mina, I would think. The rabbin, the yafilo mechunosin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, he says it has to be, tak in Mishnah, he says loshin bear her rabbin. But I would think a bear is lav dafka. Doesn't dafka have to be live or well running water? The ikur is it has to belong to a rabbin. The yafilo mechunosin, and even if it's a boar, even if it's like a ditch that belongs to a rabbin and there's like dead water there, still will be mutter. I behind the tony bear her rabbin. Why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba in the Mishnah say no? You need dafka bear hamayim. It dafka bear harabim. So chutz mash medafka well water. Tak only well water. So the no could be lafukim Rabbi Kiva. He's only going lafukim with Rabbi Kiva. Hey, Rabbi Kiva says what? That a bear hayochid is also good. And that the Yehuda ben Baba says no. It dafka has to belong to a rabbin. But the ikka punkt is that it has to belong to a rabbin. Anything that belongs to a rabbin is mutter. Maybe even a boar. Maybe even if it's a ditch. The water is not live running. It's no water mechunosim there. Maybe it's also mutter. Maybe the ikka punkt of Yehuda ben Baba is it has to belong to a rabbin. I wanted to say bear because it's come with the dings on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says a bear hayochid is mutter. He says no, even a bear dafka has to belong to a rabbin. But maybe what belongs to a rabbin, even a boar is also mutter. So the Mara Kamash Malon, no, that's what I told you the second din. That's why I need Rabbi Yosef's second memory, that Rabbanon only gave the kula of pasib royis dafka to a bear, to a live running well water. Mashenke in a boar or ditch, even though it belongs to a rabbin, still it's awesome. Observe the shrek that is, let's just say the second halacha, vi ashmin and bear mayim chayim, if I would just hear the second kiddush, that they only gave this kula by a bear mayim chayim, have mean I would think, loy shono the rabbin, loy shono the yochid. That din that has to be a bear running water. I would think once it's running well water, there's no difference whether it belongs to a yochid or belongs to a rabbin. Because there's no shash, it will dry up on Shabbos. It's live running water, so it should be mutter. Kamash Malon, that's why I need his first halacha. That no halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. It's like a paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba also. That it's dafka, a bear or rabbin. It has to belong to a rabbin. You need two milas. Mashenka belongs to a yochid, by says, then there's a gzera, maybe you come to use a boar that belongs to a yochid, and there there's a chash that come to dry up on Shabbos. Rashi says, Havamina the rabbin for the mechnosin, shor Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Why do come a bear ha rabbin? Mishur Rabbi Kiva, diyom a bear ha yochid shori. Vios yulamein laf, agav de mayim chayim ninu, the rabbin min the yochid loy. Vochid komer, and oisin pasma fiul a bear elosh a rabbin. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yehuda means. But the ikka punkt is, you have to have the rabbin. But I would not know that a boar that belongs to Rabbim is no good. Kamashma on the second din, no, that is only matter dafka by a bear mayim chayim. So you have to have two milas, it has to be live running water, plus that it has to belong to the Rabbim. Okay, stop here.
You're holding up Chav Gimel Amar Aleph in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, V'yoydam Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said another Chiddush, and in the Mishnah before he said one Chiddush L'chumrah, that the Heter Pasib Royis is only by a Be'er that belongs to a Rabbin. That's live water, a well that belongs to a Rabbin. Now he's saying another Chumrah. V'yoydam Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Hagina, if you have a big garden, V'hakarfif, that's also an open area, that has four mechitas around, like a park, that has four mechitas around it, Shehen Shivim Amo Vishirayim, which is 70 Amos and a little bit more, Al Ayin Amo Vishirayim, with on 70 Amos and a little bit more, as that's how wide this garden is, or that's how wide this park is, that it's 70 amis by 70 amis, and hamukefes geder gevoya asar tvochen, that has a mechitza, geder, a wall, going all around it on all four sides, that the mechitza is a good mechitza, the mechitza is a, is 10 tvochen high, is alocha metaltlin betoichoi. You'll either carry inside this area, inside this garden on Shabbos, because it has dalad mechitzas around it. It's called the Rishus HaYochid. Obuvad, this is his chumrah, obuvad sheyehebo shemira. You still have to have a hut there that the shomrim sleep in. Like Rashi says, shemira, sukkah is shomrim, a sukkah, a hut that the shomrim, the watchmen, sleep in. Now, v'yaf agav hukuf l'dira, this is his chumrah. Even though this garden is called hukuf l'dira, the mechitzas around this garden were put up there, today somebody could sleep inside it. Still, based on Sayim Hu, the Sharit Feloi, the Rabbanim were only matu you to carry inside this area if it's only as big as up until a base of Sayim. But once it becomes wider than a base of Sayim, more than 70 Amos by 70 Amos, then Midi Rabbanim is called the Carmelist, even though it has four Mechitas all around it. Midi Rabbanim is called the Carmelist, and you're not allowed to carry inside it on Shabbos. So he says, Ubavachi, hey, Bo Shemira, you have to have this Sukkah, Oy beis dira, or else a real house there that somebody lives there. Oy shetei smuchel yir, or else at least it has to be nearby the city. Like Rashi says, the hoyel ukroiv al beis, since near your house, daitoy lishtamish botomid. You have that to use it very often. Ukuhukof ledira domi. That's considered as if it's hukof ledira. This is Rabbi Yehuda ben Babis Chiddush, that even when you have a beis asayim, still it's only mutter to carry inside it if it's hukof ledira. If it was made that it is a house inside that somebody lives there. We have Yehudi Oim, Rabbi Yehudi says, Afilu Einbo Elabor V'siyachu Morim Metaltlim B'toichai. And you don't mamish have to have a house that somebody is sleeping there, but you have to have something. You have to have some tashmishim there, something that you could use in this area. You have to have at least a bor, like a ditch that you have water there, or else a mora, like a cave, or siyach is a longer ditch. That's like a picture of 55. There still has to be something inside this carpet, inside this park, that could be mishtamish you. Then it's also only mutta to carry if the mechitzas are not wider than 70 by 70 yamis. But once they become wider than that, it's also to metalta midrabbanan inside it. But we don't hold like this. We hold like next man diyama. We have Yekiva Oimer. The Kiva says, Afilo ein bo achas mikol elu. Even though there's nothing inside this park, there's nothing inside this area, it's an open area, just has four mechitzas around it, is metaltlim betoichai. Still, you're allowed to carry inside this area, and let's say there's a chair inside the area from before Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to walk around this area with the chair. Ubovado shehebo shivim amir amo vishirayim al shivim amo vishirayim. In other words, the area should not be wider than 70 amis and a little bit more. We'll see in the Gemara, that means in tut and four tfachim, by 70 amis and four tfachim. If it's less than this, avadu it's mutter. But up until this area, it's mutter. Once it becomes wider than this area, that's called more than a beis hasayim, then midirabbanan, it's also to metaltol, because it looks like a carmelis. But once it's only the shear of a beis hasayim, of 70 amis by 70 amis, you are allowed to carry inside it, even though it's not hukuf l'dira. That's the b'kidus din, and that's what we paskin. So Rashi, but not more than this. The Gemara Parat Gemara and Yestakasha Tanakama Nam Yochakomer. The Tanakama of the first Mishnah also said like this. That was the share of the first Tanakama. That up until the base of Sayim, you're allowed to be metaltal. Right? Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Im Hoysa Orko Yeser Arochpo. If it's not a perfect square, but it's a little bit longer than it is wider, Afidul Amma Achas, even only one Amr, it's longer than it is wider, is the Aloha Ein Metaut Lemetoichi. Then you are not allowed to carry inside it. Then Midrabon is called the Carmelis. A base of Sayim is only Mutter if it's a perfect square, 70 by 70. But once it's like 80 by 50, then it's no good. That's how we bless a Chumra. So Rashiim Hoysa Orko Yoysa Rochba Afidul Amma Achas. Even though instead of making it 70 amis wide, you only made it 60 amis wide. You made it a little bit less. For Yosef Biyorka, Mamela, instead of being 70 amis long, you made it 75 amis long. Still, it's no good. For Yain Bakula El Abes Osayim, even though now you only have the area, the square area of Abes Osayim of
of 70 by 70, still ain't metaltlin. The meruba hu d'shara rabbonin. Heichod lahuka fadira. In a case where it's not oimet to sleep, you're not using fadira inside it, so rabbonin were only nakel if it's mamish a perfect square. It's not a perfect square, it's also. That's how Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Yossi oimer, afilu orko pishnayim berochba. Even if it's twice as long as it is wide, like we'll see in the Gemara, really that was the real shear of the chotzer of the Mishkan, which was 100 amos long by 50 amos wide, so it's twice as long as it is wide, still is kosher. Metalt number toichoy. You're allowed to carry inside, that's also called the perfect abeis osayim. 100 long and 50 amos wide. That's also the same square area as 70 by 70. But if any time it would be a little bit longer than this, then it won't be good. Omer Rabbi Eloi, such Rabbi Lozi. Omer Rabbi Eloi, Shomatim Rabbi Eliezer. I heard over from Rabbi Eliezer three halachas. What are the three halachas he heard over from him? That one is V'yafiluhi kebeis kur. Even though this park is wide like a beis kur, very wide, it's not hukuf ladira. But since it has mechitzas all around it, it's considered a reshus yochid that you are allowed to be metalto there on Shabbos. Hey, it's not only the shear of a base of Sayim, even wider. We'll soon see about that we do not hold like this. We hold once it's wider than a base of Sayim, it's awesome. The Chain Shemati, another Chiddush, Rabbi Loi heard over the name of Rabbi Eliezer, was that Shemati Mimenu and Shei Chotzer. If you have people that live in a Chotzer, and they have their houses, and all our three houses open up into the same Chotzer. So the locher is, if you didn't make an Eruv Chatzer, you should not let it carry from your house into the Chotzer. What happens if three people made an Eruv Chatzeris, and one person, the fourth person living there that opens up into the Chotzer, forgot to make an Eruv Chatzeris. So, Anshei Chotzer, Sheshochach, Echod Mehem, Vloi Eruv. One of them forgot to make the Eruv Chatzeris. And then in the middle of Shabbos, he was Mavatal, his Rishus, to the other three people. No, he was like Master, his Rishus, to the other three people. Is Dalochoi, he heard over, that Beisai Osa Malahachnis Lohoitzi, Loi. He is not allowed to carry from his house into this chotzer. He's this one person that forgot to make the Eruv Chatzeris, even though now he's mevatel his house to the other people, he himself still cannot carry from his house into the chotzer. Abolehem muter. But the other three people, they're allowed to carry not only from their house into the chotzer, but even from their house into his house. His house is only also for he himself. But for the other people, it's muter. That's what he heard over. And the law, it's not that way. The local we hold is that when you're mavatl your rishus for them, you don't ask them on the other people. The other three can carry from their house into the chotzer. But then, Nechanami, from your house into the chotzer, nobody's allowed to carry. So this is the second chiddush you heard over. The third chiddush you heard over was v'chein shemati mimenu sheyotzim be'arkavlin b'pesach. That you're allowed to use this arkavlin. Rashi said that's a shame moror. You're allowed to use this herb for the moror on Pesach. And we don't hold like that. We hold this is not called a min moror. Now he said, V'chozarti ha'kol tamidim. I went around to ask all the tamidim of Rabbi Eliezer. Or bikashti l'chover. I wanted to find someone at a chover that will agree with me that also heard these halachis. V'loi mitzosi. And I did not hear anybody that said like that. In other words, the halacha is not like these three cases. Like Rashi says, Anshei chotzer sheshochach. Ulemocher on Shabbos. Bitu rishusa l'chaveri. He was mevatel his rishus to his chaver. She oisteres aleihem, he yachtes on them. Milohitzi mi boteim lechotzer. That you're not allowed to walk out from his house into the chotzer. Is the locha beisai osa lachnas loitzi. Lechotz letzorkoi. You're not allowed to carry from this person's house into the chotzer for his purpose. He heard over. Avulahem mutter. But for these other people, these other three people, lohovi kli beteim lebeisai, they're a chotzer is mutter. That's what we heard over this chiddush. All right, clore about these halachas, about shitufim or chaserim. We'll learn more about the perek later. We'll learn more about this. Rashi writes of Yakarvlin, Shem Morer. Well, the Kashtel Lichova, Lishloisha Dvorim Halolu, Im Shomom Mipiv. Anybody heard over from Rabbi Eliezer? Vuloi Matsosi, and I didn't find anybody. The Gemara Meforet tomorrow will explain the Gabegino, the Karpiv, Loi Sharu Yasin, Vesasayin. That in his first Kiddush, that you could carry even though it's wide, as much as a base Kur, we don't hold like that. We hold once it's wider than a base Vesasayin, it's awesome. The Gabayan Shechotza Sarvi, the guy to one person forgot to make the Ruvi Chatzeris, even though he's Mavatl, his Rishus on Shabbos, we hold, the Yaflohem, Osar Beisoy. Everybody is also to carry from his house into the Chotzer. Abu Mibotayim Lechotza Mutter. But then Echnaim, with the other three people, they're allowed to carry from their house into the Chotzer. Since this fourth person was Mavatl, his Rishus, like Mafri made a Hefker, that they could use it now, so he doesn't answer upon them. The Gemara first looked to you, the Gemara will explain, Uvi Akavlin Sarvid Lav Morhu. The Gemara also explained that we hold this herb is not called a good herb, it's not called Mor. You can't be Yetzer the Mitzvah's Mor on Pesach with the Akavlin. So the Gemara. Nai Tono Diktoni Viyoid. Hey, so come here and now Mishnah starts off Viyoid Amr Yudib Ben Baba, as if to say he said another halacha. Why does it start off with the word Oid? And Rashi says, Mantana, Yudib Ben Baba, the Gin of a Karfiv, Liel. So Yudib Ben Baba is talking about the Gin of a Karfiv, the Koma Viyoid, the Mashma, the Omul Liel, Bochumra Chriti. As if to say he already said one Chumra before, and now he's saying over his second Chumra. So why does it say Loshin Viyoid? So the Gemara Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mishum the Tani Lechod the Chumra. Uketani Yachriti, since he learned in the Mishnah before one Chumra, and now the next Mishnah is telling us another Chumra, Mishum Hoki Ketani Viyoid, that's why we use a Lashon of Viyoid, like Rashi. Ilein Mishum Diyom Achad L'Chumra. Gabi Pasen, the Mishnah before, he said over Chumra, Diyom Adiyenoisin Oison Elo Lebe'er Harabim. You only have the heter to use these Pasib Royis if it's a well that belongs to the Rabbin. That was one Chumra. Not enough a bear that belongs to a yochid or a boar that belongs to a rabbin, but davka bear mayin chayin that belongs to a rabbin. That was his first chumra. Vash the karma. Now in the second mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is saying over chumra achriti, another chumra, the yafagav the hook of the dira. Even though you have somebody living inside this park, inside this big mokum, still not sure it's from the base of sayin. He holds once it's wider than a base of sayin, he's not allowed to be metaltal in it. That's his chumra. And then Achman, the Lacha we don't hold like him. The Lacha we hold like Rebbe Kiva, that the Mishnah's din of a base of Sayim is only if it's Loihuk of Ladira. People do not live in the park. But once it's like your own backyard or your own front yard that's open to your house, that you live there, then we hold no matter how wide the Mechitas are, still you're allowed to carry. So this was Rebbe Yehuda ben Baba's second Chiddush, that no, that even though it's Huk of Ladira, it's not Mutter if it's more than a base of Sayim. So that's the reason why the Mishnah says a Lashon Viyoid. For the Gemara, that's the Pshat. For Rabbi Yehuda, we have Rabbi Yehuda the Tani lay Chod al Chumra. Rabbi Yehuda in the first Mishnah, this Perek, said over one Chumra. Huketani Achriti. And now the Mishnah before, he said over a second Chumra, Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds Osir Rabim Umovatlo Mechitzis. For Loi Ketani Viyoid, and still the Mishnah before, Navchav Beis Amar Aleph, did not say Loshin like Viyoid on Rabbi Yehuda. Since he's saying a second Chumra in the same Perek, why doesn't say Loshin Viyoid on Rabbi Yehuda also? Like Rashi says, for Rabbi Yehuda Bari Loi, not Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, but Rabbi Yehuda Bari Loi, the Tony Liel, he said at the beginning of the parak, Chod el Chumra, the Yomar Adabe Sosayim in Tfei Loi, he said over that by Pasi Biroyis, they're only mad to you if the Mechitzas are not wider than a base of Sosayim. But once the Mechitzas are more than a base of Sosayim, they were not mad to by Pasi Biroyis. He holds just the fact using the water is not called Hukuf Ladira. That was his Chumra in the first Mishnah. On that, the Chum Dingzich and said, no, since it's used to fetch water that the person could drink the water also, it's called like Hukos Adira, and it's mutter no matter how wide the Mechitzas are. Adi Yamaba Bepasin, like we had before. But Rabbi Yehuda was Machmer and said, no, even if you're using Pasin in between, it's only mutter up until the base of Sayim. So that was one Chumra of Rabbi Yehuda. Vod the Tony Achriti. And now we have another Chumra, and of Chav Beis Amar Aleph, that he said where the Rabbim walked through the Pasim Royis is Alocha Yisalchen Lutznodim. You have to pick up the Pasim and move it to the side. V'loitana V'yoid. And this Mishnah Navchav Bezen does not say Loshna V'yoidam Rav Yudam. Why not? Mishum Delav B'chodim Ilse. Because they're talking about two different Alochis. The Reisha Ari B'mi the second. The Reisha, the first Mishnah, the Perek is talking about how wide the Mechitzas could be by the Pasim. The Seifa Ari B'bitul Mechitzas. And the second Mishnah here on Machov Bezam and Aleph is talking about the Duradam break the Mechitzis, that's Halacha Vitu Mechitzis. So what do you see? Since the Chumras are two different dinim, we do not say Halacha of Viyoid. So Mel it's a Kasha back to our Mishnah. How can we say here Viyoid Amar Yehuda ben Baba? Since it's saying another Chumra, this Chumra has nothing to do with the first Chumra. The first Chumra was the Chumra about what type of water they were matter. And now there's a new halacha, not talking about Pasei Brois at all. Now it's a new halacha, when you have mechitzes that are more than a base of Sayim, can you carry there if it's Hukuf Adira? So since there are two different chumras, we have the kasha, why does our Mishnah say Loshen of Yoid? And for the Gemara, Hosam Afsukur Rabbonin.
I tell you the pshat from the first Rabbi Yehuda in the first Mishnah of the Perek, the Rabbanan are interrupt in between. So when you have a school Rabbanan, then we don't say Lashon of Yoyd. Vashenken Hocholay a school Rabbanan. Here, our last two Mishnahs, it says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bob in the last Mishnah, and now this Mishnah starts off right away with Vyoyd am Rabbi Yehuda ben Bob. Since there's nobody in between these two Rabbi Yehuda ben Bob, that's why we say Lashon of Yoyd. Mashenkin, by the first mission of the Perek, where Yehuda said his Chumrah, that Pasib Royce are only Mutum to Lebeis Asayim, we had a Rabbonin there that said no. They said Pasib Royce is called like Hulk of Ladira, you're allowed to carry, no matter how wide the Mechitis are, providing you have passing in between. So since the Rabbonin argued in between, then we have now on the Chav Bezam and Aleph, another Reb Yehuda, we do not say Lashon of Yoyd. Fred Gemara, is that true? The Chol Heichod, the Yafsuku Rabbonin. Anytime you have a Rabbonin in between the same and the Yomra, like a Tani V'yoid, you do not say when he says a second Chumra, a Lashon of V'yoid, I have a Kasha. For the Eliezer the Sukkah, there's a Machlekes in the Gemara Sukkah, how many Suddis you have to eat in the Sukkah? The Reb Lezer over there says, like Rashi says, it's not the Masechta Sukkah, Reb Lezer Oimer, Yudalit Suddis Chayev Odin Lechel B'Sukkah. You have to eat 14 Suddis on the Chag of Sukkis in Sukkah. The Chum Maimim Eno Dov Kitzah. Chum say, no, there's no shear. As many yet, many not, there's no Kiev. How many Suddis you have to eat? So that's one Machlekes. And then it says over there, and the Afsakur Rabbanan say, no, there's Eno Dov Saif. Hukatani, the next Mishnah there says, V'yoid? And still it says a Lashon of V'yoid. That says, V'yoid Amr Rashi brings down, V'yoid Amr Abelezer, Mishle Yochel Leel Yontav Rishin. If somebody did not eat the first night in the Sukkah, Yashlim Leel Yontav Achron. He can make a Tashlum to eat the last night in the Sukkah. So the kids said there are two different halachas of Reb Elezer, and even though there's a Rabbonin that are mafsik in between, still it says a Lashon of V'yoid. So what do you see here? What do you see? So Rashi, I forgot that school. Ushmamina, from here we see, Haide Loitone Ben Rabbi Yehuda. How come in our first Mishnah to the second Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's two Chumras, it doesn't say Lashon of Yoid? There has to be, the Teretz has to be, Mishun Leidome Yehu, because they're talking about two different Yonim. Since they're talking about two different Dinim, the first Mishnah of the Perek is talking about how wide the Mechitis could be. The second halacha of Yehuda is, do the Rabbim break the Mechitis? Those are two different halachas. So when we talk about two different halachas, then we do not say Lashon of V'yoid. So if that's the pshat, then it's Shver al Mishnah. How come here al Mishnah says V'yoid Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo, like a second Chumrah, they are two different Chumras. Here he's talking about how wide the Mechitas have to be, even though it's Sukkah for Dirum, and the din before was about the Pasim Beroyas is only Mutter for Be'er HaRabim. So since it's also talking about two different halachas, it should not say V'yoid. That's the reason why we do not say V'yoid in our first Mishnah to the second Mishnah in Rabbi Yehuda's din. So how come here Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo we do say V'yoid even though they're two different halachis? Elamai, the Teretz Yisrael is like this. Son of V'yoid, Hosom b'milsayuhu di'afsaku. Hocha b'milsayachriti afsakuhu. So Rashi learns that Hosom b'milsayu means in the Gemara in Sukkah, that Reb Elezer said, first halacha of Yudalit Suddis, she's supposed to eat in the Sukkah. The Chum answered him back and said, no, ain't no dove kitzvah. So Rabbanu, when they answered back Reb Elezer, they answered back to his point. His Dumusai Yehudi Afsaku means, the Rabbanu answered back and only spoke about Reb Elezer's halacha. So since the Rabbanu only spoke about Reb Elezer's halacha, that's not called Hafsaka. That's not called the Rabbanu spoke about something else. So therefore, since the next din was Reb Elezer's Chumrah, you're allowed to say V'yoid Omer Reb Elezer. And that's the same shot in our last two Mishnahs here. That's past V'yoid Omer Reb Yehuda ben Bobo, because there's no interruption between the Rabbanim, between the different halacha, than the two dinim of Reb Yehuda ben Bobo. Since first Reb Yehuda ben Bobo said one halacha, that ain't no some pasim el beher rabbin, and then the next Mishnah right away says another halacha from Reb Yehuda ben Bobo, even though the two different dinim, still you can say a lashon of V'yoid. So the only time we don't say V'yoid is our first mission in the Perek. Where there Rav Yehuda said is Chumrah, that Pasib Royce is only Mutter, if it is not more than a base of Sayin. Then the Rabbanan answered back, what did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan said, no, you're allowed to make it no matter how wide you want. But the Rabbanan interrupted and said another halacha. They said halacha the Rabbanan, that the din of a base of Sayin is only negated to a Kafaf and to a Gina. So since they also added another halacha, that Rabbi Yehuda was not talking about, that's called an interruption. So now when the next Mishnah of Chav Bezom and Aleph says another halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, there we don't say void. Because like Mora says, Hocha b'milsa achriti yasakum. There the Rabbanon interrupted with another halacha. They started to speak about the chal halacha of Yosef and the Beis Hasayim, that it's only also by a karfif and a gina, by a regular open park. Mashenken by a passive broyis, where they use the water to drink. That's called like a tashmish ladira. There it's mutter even wider than a Beis Hasayim. But since the Rabbanon interrupted with another halacha, that's called an interruption. Therefore we do not say the lashon of the yoid. So that's why there's no spirit in the pshat. We always say avoid when there's no interruptions in between. And the Gemara in Sukkah is not called an interruption because the Rabbanon spoke directly back to Reb Lezer. But Shankin here is called an interruption because the Rabbanon spoke about something else, about a karfif and a gino, which Reb Yehuda was not talking about. So here it's called an interruption. Therefore, we do not start off again and say the oid in the second Mishnah.
Yeah. So the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Akiva Reiner, afilu ein bo echod mikol elu metaltlem besoichoi. As if you have these mechitzas, you have four mechitzas all around you. As long as it's only up until the Beis HaSayim, it's only 70 yamas by 70 yamas, even though you have nothing inside it, there's no Beis Dirum, still you're allowed to be metaltel. It's not called the Karmelus Midrabonin, only when it becomes wider than a Beis HaSayim, more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. So the Gemara Lechura, Rabbi Akiva, Haino Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva is the same Tanakama as we had in the